Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It is June 5th of 2012. I realized something that a few days ago, I actually celebrated an anniversary of sorts. On June 3rd of 2003, I was diagnosed with heart failure. So it's been 9 years since then. A lot of water under the bridge. A lot of being careful with what I eat. Lots of doctor follow-ups and regimen of exercise that I haven't always stayed with. But I'm happy to report that 9 years later, I'm doing pretty good. And apparently, according to my last ultrasound, my heart's doing all right too. So all in all, I should be around for a little more doing audio booze. Don't really have much to add today to my audio boo. I just wanted to congratulate the Queen on her jubilee, and it sure is nice to have some news to sort of take my mind away from student protests and continuing social frustration and unrest here in the province of Quebec in Canada, along with hearing about earthquakes in Italy and if you listen very carefully in the background, that's a hydroplane taking off on the river. I don't usually hear those in the morning. Amazing. So yes, earthquakes and, you know, worldwide manhunts for, you know, people who commit heinous murders, and, you know, more of Europe's economic crisis. There's just so much to take in. So it's nice to at least be able to celebrate something for once. And I guess you folks in England must be pretty excited with the Olympics coming up. I know I'm looking forward to watching the coverage and, again, being distracted for some 2 weeks and watching and enjoying all the world's best competing. Let's hope it's a great one with no incidents. I think that's about it. I really didn't have much else to say. Oh, there was one thing. Yes, yesterday I went to this music instrument store because they had a small MIDI controller. It's basically a keyboard. It makes no sound on its own. It just sends a signal to the computer and the computer generates the sounds. Now, I already have a synthesizer that I've mentioned before in my audio booze, but I wanted a slightly smaller keyboard to be more portable when I'm away, or if I want to, say, even just sit outside on my balcony and play something or fool around and compose something, just to have that flexibility. And this thing was like $100, so it wasn't breaking my bank. And when I got there, I said, okay, well, I'll go in, find it, buy it, and leave. Well, I went in, and an hour and a half later, I came out. And no, I didn't buy the store, but I met Mark, the owner, who is such a nice guy. He's an accomplished guitar player, store owner, professional photographer, and, you know, we were talking about different things, be it model railroading, every single subject I touched upon, he seemed to be knowledgeable to some degree. I was just floored. So that was cool. Bye, y'all.